For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Mate, play silly games, win silly prizes. This time yesterday, Tim, you brought to the show some pretty embarrassing stuff for me.
Yep. So I managed to track down someone that used to work at the Australian Radio School because I was like, I just wanted to get to know my mate, Davo, and what she was like when she was getting into the radio industry. And this is from, I think it was from like loosely 2019. So yeah, 7 years ago. And I got some audio of your like radio demos and some commercials you did and like said, and like you did, and we said it yesterday. Boy, that girl had spirit.
She did. She was up and about. Life hadn't completely ruined her by then, but
yeah, and it was fun for everybody. Well, I think you enjoyed listening back to old little Davo.
I wouldn't say enjoy, but I did put out the threat at the end of that that I yeah. would be chasing up some audio of you, my friend.
Good now, luck to you.
Well, I know you went to Afters, was it?
Yeah.
Mm. Around 2013, 2014, you were working at a station in Wollongong.
Mm-hmm.
Does the name Fiona Smith mean anything to you?
Yes, yeah, she was the lecturer at the university.
Well, Tim, I got my Pink Panther on. I did some detective work and I've tracked down some of your early days audio. Oh. What do you reckon? Do you think we should take a listen, mate?
I mean, I feel like we have to.
You won't find nobody else like me.
Uncle Cracker, follow me on your station, I-98. Now, I actually sung that song in an audition for a high school play. I think I was in year 11 and I was auditioning for the lead of Alex in The Time Machine. Unfortunately, I didn't get it. Got the second lead, funnily enough, that had no singing part in it. So maybe my singing held me back. Who knows? But I made Dan Fine Philby the second lead anyway. So and I got to wear a fake mustache. So who's the loser now here? Who's really the loser now? I got some Tovlo, the Norwegian superstar. She's got a brand new song. I'm playing that in the next 10 minutes on your station, I-98.
With a combat.
I know.
What?
I know,
who is
brother.
That?
Yeah, I know.
What is the voice you're putting on?
Yeah. I remember in my career, I was like, I need a radio voice. Mm. And I reckon that was me having a crack at it.
A little gag about the moustache there.
I don't know. I was trying to be a bit personable there. I was working on that stuff.
Well, let's have a listen to this one.
Okay.
Thank you there in the newsroom. My name is Tim and you're listening to Zoo Super Digi. More music variety for your Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're enjoying it. Playing the best from the 90s, noughties and now for you all day, every day. Got some great music coming up. Lenny Kravitz very soon. Also Jamiroquai if you get your dance on. Some Muse if you want to rock out. And Annie Lennox if you just want to sit back and chill. We've got everything for you. But now Leanne Rimes, Can't Find the Moonlight. No. Here it is now on Zoo.
Tim.
That's bad. Can't Find the Moonlight by Leanne Rimes. More like Can't Fight the Moonlight.
And then a little no.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But how's that feeling
trying.
To you?
It's not good because I'm listening. You can see what I'm trying to do there, and it's very embarrassing. It's hard to listen back to, if I'm being honest.
Well, look, let's have a listen to one last snippet.
During those songs, I thought I'd just quickly run out and go get a snack from the vending machines. I got myself a Coke and some Skittles. Very nice at the moment. I'm still having some right now. Very tasty. And now, I could be wrong, but I heard something that shook me to my core. I've heard that in Melbourne, they'll be introducing some form of hot chip vending machine.
What?
Now, if that's the case, I'm heading back to Melbourne right now. Okay, bye, I'm going back. Oh, wait, no. All right, after the show, I'm heading straight to Melbourne because that is ridiculous. And if there is a gravy dispenser as well, then that's just not fair because Melbourne is too far away right now. So hopefully they can get them up here to Wollongong.
Poor brother. Look.
Did you see the part where I pretended to walk away? I was really trying to, like, you know, take everybody there.
Look, we all come from humble beginnings, but I just humble. Want you to know, once again, play silly games, win silly prizes.
Well, I feel like a big winner right now, don't I?
Tim and Davo.
The local football and netball season is well underway, Davo, and it's such an important time of year, and it's great seeing people get back out there as well.
It certainly is, and you and I, we're on the lookout for the ultimate resi.
Yes, yeah, so we want someone that stars in the twos, and when we say stars, we mean mostly off the field,
yeah.
But tries their all. when we think of Rezzies, the ultimate Rezzy, it's sausage rolls, it's two kicks a game.
Chalky milk.
And we are taking applications so we can find our ultimate Rezzy from across Geelong Surf Coast in the Bellarine, Davo.
Absolutely. And we've been getting submissions online at krock.com.au. Get on there and do that. And we received a ripper submission from a bloke named Jordan, and he's joining us on the phone right now. Good afternoon, Jordan.
Good afternoon.
Now, Jordan, you've nominated somebody to be our ultimate Rezzy. Do you play football with this person that you've nominated?
Don't play. I coach the seniors at the club.
Okay.
Brilliant.
All right. So who are you coaching, Jordan?
St Albans.
Oh, excellent.
A fantastic local establishment. Now, can you tell us about this ultimate specimen, this ultimate Rezzy that you've put up for this nomination?
So I've nominated Cinco. He's just the lifeblood of the club. He knows everyone. Everyone knows him. Massive footy nuffy, whether it's the Cats or just local level. We can rely on him for any sort of gossip or updates in the local footy community. He's across everything and, yeah, just a really good person around the club.
Now, Cinco is a great name, which is a great start for our ultimate Rezzy. I'm just going to read a little bit of the entry that you put forward on our website, Jordan. And these are your words again. And we love Cinco, so this is, again, not a knock on him. It's been a fall from grace for Cinco. Once a senior player due to lack of numbers, the young fella had a couple of off-seasons in the top paddock and is carrying some extra kegs, has three dimmies and a strawberry milk at halftime on more than one occasion. Now, is that legitimate, Jordan? Because this is exactly what we're after.
It could be legitimate. I'm not going to confirm or deny, but yeah, the intel is pretty strong.
Well, I mean, Cinco sounded like an ultimate Rezzy to me.
Now, is Cinco, when we're talking about Cinco's footy ability, like are we talking top 10 player in the Rezzies or bottom 10 player in the Rezzies? Because we are really looking for the bottom 10 kind of like 3-4 handballs a game, maybe a statless game. Is that something Cinco could offer us?
Not quite a statless game, I'd say, but on his day can be very dangerous if he gets that matchup and the ball delivery that every ultimate Rezzy is sort of chasing. But there's a few times where those small, nimble sort of backs might get him and, yeah, it's a good night, I reckon.
I mean, you know, getting that energy is dangerous after a couple of strawberry milks. You know, it's the sugar.
That's it. You've just got to hydrate the temple that is the ultimate Rezzy, whether it's, strawberry milks or particularly after the game is probably when the colder refreshments come out, might be some of his best work.
Now, of course, we're looking for someone to catch up with each week and talk about local footy. You reckon Cinco's up for the job?
I dare say so. He lives and breathes local footy. It might be a career opportunity if Kingy's looking for anyone to jump in the commentary box at some stage.
Yeah, Kingy from KRock Football is very keen.
Game if they get down.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice.
So, I mean, does Cinco know that you've nominated him to be our ultimate Rezzy, Jordan?
He'll probably find out very quickly, I dare say, with his connections to local footy.
Interesting.
Well, definitely a worthy nomination, Jordan. So we appreciate you heading to the website. And if you're listening, you still can go to krock.com.au. There's a little drop down that you can nominate. If there's a Rezzy at your club that's an absolute icon, like Cinco, we want to hear from you and we want to hear about them. So, Jordan, the work you're doing at St. Albans Park, the footy club there, incredible stuff. I'm sure we'll cross paths soon enough, but strong candidate from you for Cinco, so thank you very much.
No worries at all. Have a good one, guys.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
We're heading over to Belgium for this next story in a small town where
It's just not where I was expecting us to go.
No, I understand
that's
that.
Great.
Over the weekend, they held a seagull cooling competition.
Right, okay. I never knew where that was hosted, but Belgium obviously seems like the place to be. But a seagull squawking competition?
Yeah, pretty much. And what they're doing is they're trying to create better PR for the seagulls. Take a listen to this.
Okay.
We want to set that. It's very important to protect the seagulls. The seagulls are very beautiful animals.
Make seagulls sexy again. I should say, be positive about seagulls.
Just be positive about the seagulls.
Never have I seen someone so happy to get audio for the show where someone says, my seagull is a sexy girl.
No, they said make seagulls sexy again.
Oh, okay. Well, that's slightly better than what I said.
But basically, they had 70 participants there.
Nice.
And all of them once a time got up on stage and gave it everything they've got. Take a listen to the runner-up.
That crowd went nuts. Now, can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Are these the actual seagulls or is these people impersonating seagulls?
These are people. Sorry. These are people. Did I not make that clear?
No. I don't know if I misheard. That's a person.
That's a person.
That's not a person.
Being a seagull. Is that not incredible? People travelled from more than 15 countries to take part in this seagull calling competition.
Okay.
Look, let's have a listen to the winner.
That is remarkable, Davo.
Give us your best seagull. Uh-oh. I regret
I'm
it already.
I'm going to stand up because I want to give it. I'm not going to half-ass this.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you. I'm not doing it.
No,
to you.
You absolute witch.
No.
Get on it.
Absolutely
get on
not.
It. No, there's no way. I'm upset. I'm upset. Do it. Do it now.
No. I think that's all we have to say about the seagull competition over in Belgium.
I was earnest.
Happens every single year. Check it out online.
Oh, we're having words after this. It's Tim and Davo.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast.
Look, when you know, you know. And apparently Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz are fully into it after 8 months getting engaged.
That's an unintentional song that we've picked to play there when he's saying Known You For Ages. Because would you describe 8 months as ages, Davo?
No, definitely not. Like I said, it's been 8 months since I've been on this show with you and I'm only just beginning to trust you.
So you don't think if I propose to you, even though I've got a wife and child, you'd say no?
I meant like in the, that's how like basic it is for me is that this
Davo,
trust only
don't
just
feel
being
that
built.
Way about you. That's so flattering though.
I can't tell you
in
how...
In another life.
I'm embarrassed and I'm upset about this.
Yeah, if I proposed to someone that was married with a child, I'd be embarrassed too, David.
All right, stop. That's not what I meant and you know that and I'm now upset.
I like working with you too.
We...
I think you're a good friend. Good work friend, David. But we are intrigued by Harry Styles... And Zoe Kravitz, only don't cry because I said no. It's not that bad.
I am not often lost for words, but I don't know how to get myself out of this. Right. I'm a bit upset about
it. It's a big thing. It's
now,
a big
look,
thing.
This aside, we want to know how quick it was before you got engaged.
Yep, so 8 months was Harry and Zoe Kravitz. I keep going to call her Lenny.
What a beautiful couple they would have made, Harry and Lenny.
It would have been beautiful. But my wife and I, we were just over 3 years, so unfortunately Harry and Zoe beat us. But we wanted to hit the phones with it. Jane's in Laren giving us a call. Jane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How quickly did you get engaged?
6 months.
Oh, 6 months is... Sorry, Harry and Zoe.
And then we got married exactly a year after.
Oh, that's beautiful.
6 years.
And
26 years.
Damn.
That has worked out well.
Because, Jane,
perfectly.
There's been, though, like, I feel like there was a generation, like, maybe it was my parents' generation born, like, in between the 50s and 70s, and it was like they would get engaged very quickly. And then from the 70s to kind of the 2000s, there's it kind of jumped back up again. So you're bucking the trend out there.
I most definitely am.
Well, very impressive from you, Jane. Julie has given us a call from Geelong. Julie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, going really well. Now, how quickly did you get engaged?
2 weeks.
Okay.
That is super fast.
It was a second marriage for both of us. Our first date was on February the 14th, 1985.
Aww.
And he proposed to me on March the 2nd,
wow.
A couple of weeks later. And we married on the 17th of November that year. We were married for 35 years before he sadly passed away.
Oh,
of course, we're so sorry for your loss. Yeah. That's
But like,
thank you.
You just both must have known, yeah. Hey? And like, what an incredible thing to have met someone and to know that soon and then to be with them for 30 plus years.
Yeah, it was lovely. Look, I must admit, when he first asked me, and I was doing a liquor promotion in the Woolies, what was Coles back then, in Shannon Avenue in Geelong. He proposed to me and gave me a beautiful diamond ring in the supermarket, and I just said, possibly, maybe I'll think about it.
Oh, that is amazing.
There's customers behind you. I'll think about it. Yes, by just bagging someone else.
I'll think about this. But look, I fondly remember there were some ladies selling raffle tickets nearby. And after he left, I turned to them and said, he just proposed to me. And this dear little lady, she said to me, do you know him, dear?
You're like, barely.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.